Miriam and Aaron spoke against Moses because of the Cushite woman whom he had married, for he had married a Cushite woman. They said, "Has Yahuwah indeed spoken only with Moses? Hasn't he spoken also with us?" And Yahuwah heard it. Now the man Moses was very humble, more than all the men who were on the surface of the earth. Yahuwah spoke suddenly to Moses, to Aaron, and to Miriam, "You three come out to the tent of meeting." The three of them came out. Yahuwah came down in a pillar of cloud and stood at the door of the tent and called Aaron and Miriam, and they both came forward. He said, "Now hear my words. If there is a prophet among you, I, Yahuwah, will make myself known to him in a vision. I will speak with him in a dream. My servant Moses is not so. He is faithful in all my house. With him I will speak mouth to mouth, even plainly, and not in riddles, and he shall see Yahuwah's form. Why then were you not afraid to speak against my servant, against Moses?" Yahuwah's anger burned against them, and he departed. The cloud departed from over the tent, and behold, Miriam was leprous, as white as snow. Aaron looked at Miriam, and behold, she was leprous. Aaron said to Moses, "O my master, please don't count this sin against us, in which we have done foolishly, and in which we have sinned. Let her not, I pray, be as one dead, of whom the flesh is half consumed when he comes out of his mother's womb." Moses cried to Yahuwah, saying, "Heal her, Elohim, I beg you." Yahuwah said to Moses, "If her father had but spit in her face, shouldn't she be ashamed 7 days? Let her be shut up outside of the camp 7 days, and after that she shall be brought in again." Miriam was shut up outside of the camp 7 days, and the people didn't travel until Miriam was brought in again. Afterward, the people traveled from Hazeroth and encamped in the wilderness of Paran.